on his behalf, but Ray sent me an email saying he thought that he and I ought to split the presidency or the vice presidency, whatever we get, so that if either one of us is away, then we can handle it. And I don't. We ought to co-chair it, in other words. And I don't. I don't have any objections to that.
No, we don't want the extra vote.
I see that, and I agree that we. But I can't. I mean, you've given me a list here and said this is what it should be, and I. It makes sense, but that's up to the council to vote on that, right?
Yeah, you have to vote on it because you do have to elect different positions on the very first council meeting according to our bylaw.
Yes. But you'll excuse me, Tony, from the way this is going, it looks like you're running the meeting.
Pardon?
From the way this is going right now, it looks like you're running the meeting.
Sorry about that. Maybe I should hang up and let you guys run the meeting because I'm very busy and I'm trying to contribute.
I understand that you've got a big interest in this and that you're quite anxious about it, but I mean, we've been elected to do the meeting and to run the council, so... So why don't you let us do that?
Okay, why don't I let you guys go ahead and debate and talk about your positions, and I'll be there in a few minutes just to be as an observer.
Yes.
And then let you guys handle the meeting.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Okay, bye-bye.
Was that diplomatic enough?
That was very well done.
I think that was.
That was very well done.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so I guess the first order is to, someone's got to, who's going to, we're going to call a meeting to order?
Yeah, we can call the meeting to order. It's 12:15.
I'll take minutes, how about?
Please, thank
you. Because I'm the only one with a piece of paper.
If you and if you want to listen to this after,
yeah, that's
if you
fine.
Want minutes, you can, it makes it way easier.
Okay? All right.
Only because I can't remember from, you know what I mean, if you're doing
a
whole bunch of different
fine.
Things.
Fine. So maybe you can put that into a file and email it to me.
I can.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
we have a quorum. We declared a meeting officially convened at 12:15. We have a quorum.
Quorum. Yeah. Okay.
And you've got the list of the people in attendance.
I have.
Yep.
And so first order of business?
The first order of business is to elect an executive under our bylaws.
So... somebody's got to run for president, I guess.
Well, that's what we need to decide, okay?
Right.
Last year, I told Samet and C that they couldn't be president last year because they had done such a dismal job the year before, okay? And I wasn't going to put up with that for another year. And I was adamant on that. And that's how we ended up having that first meeting last for 8 months, okay? Because they just decided they would hijack the ship if they couldn't get it legitimately, that they would just hijack it. And it didn't do much for them. It simply wasted a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
So this year is a completely different thing. Okay. From a functional point of view, it helps if the president, I don't like the, let me just back up. I don't like the idea of the president having an extra vote. Okay.
And that's right, but
okay.
With four of us, that could lead to an impasse.
It doesn't, though. We have four, okay, on our council, and we've never had anything except a unanimous decision.
On the other hand, if we do have an impasse, we could always go back to our respective divisions.
But if we're so stupid that we have an impasse,
that's right.
We should all be out, period.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
And it's the fairest way.
Maybe we can all, an impasse would cause a special general meeting to re-elect whoever.
And we shouldn't be allowed to run.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's just no excuse for not having...
I don't think we can enshrine that in... But I think we just understand that.
Yeah, because I've been on dozens and dozens of other councils, and we've never, ever had a huge problem. You know, sometimes you get a person who disagrees with everything, okay? But it's usually on a council of seven, right? And so that person is sort of just relegated to backbencher. And they just, you know, every time they either abstain or they vote against everything. But it doesn't really matter. But we're only four, and I don't think we're ever going to have that problem.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got some things to get through. So we need a president, and I don't want to be president. I've got too much other stuff going on.
Well, I'll tell you what my thoughts
are. I don't think Ray wants to be president either.
Okay, because I was thinking, because Ray and I are both in the building a lot, okay? And Mark is here a lot, too, okay? But I was thinking, because Ray and I work very well together, okay, you and I could work well together too, it's not just because you're not physically here, that if I was president and he was vice president, either he and I would always be here, right? So we're covered.
Okay? Yeah.
Because you got to remember that the strata council of this building is self-managed. It's in-house managed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a property management company. We never have had. There's never been a management company for the actual strata council. For both sections, they've had their own guy.
Oh, I see.
But they've never actually had a strata manager for the corporation itself. And Ray and I have talked quite extensively on this, that I think for me, as when we get finished these big projects, as Ray said, there's probably not a lot to worry about, not a lot to do. It would have been nice to have a property manager, a strata agent that could have taken care of this big stuff, right? Like... the other day with that elevator problem, you know what I mean? There's just always little hiccups, but we don't have that. Okay, so we have to do it ourselves. We roll up our sleeves, and we've hired our own engineer, right? We've done it all, which is fine. But it needs to have somebody on the ground that can watch. And Ray is here, and I am here, and I'm perfectly comfortable with Ray because he's very responsible, and so are you. And
yeah,
Mark's
okay.
Responsible.
So. And Mark, we need a treasurer.
I've no interest.
Me neither.
Well, do we really need a treasurer because we don't have a budget?
Well, that's true.
We have
the money just comes together and gets spent.
Yeah, we have
okay,
our.
Then we need a secretary.
We need a secretary.
Yes,
you be the secretary.
No, I can't be the secretary.
Come on,
I'm not in the building. I don't have enough. I'm already treasurer of the other side.
I know. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
And what's the secretary going to do?
Virtually nothing. We will use... I don't really want to do the minutes. Like, Terry is away. She's in Spain right now, or in the UK. That's why she's not here doing the minutes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She takes the minutes and that kind of thing. I like that to be done by the staff. I don't want to do the minutes myself.
Okay, so basically what we're looking at is president and vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ray's not here, so he can't object. Well, there's no good deed goes unpunished.
I can be president if you don't mind, okay?
Shall we vote on that?
Objection.
So you want to make a motion to that, then?
For sure. Motion, John's motion.
All in favor?
I can't vote. Actually, can you vote? I can't remember if you vote for yourself or not. It's bad politics to vote for yourself.
Thank you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know anyway.
Yeah. Okay, second is vice president.
Vice president, I'd like
I'll make a motion to elect.
Let me do it.
All right.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Ray Cousineau.
I'll second that.
And all in favor? It's unanimous.
Okay. So it was decided that the positions of treasurer and secretary were... redundant.
Would remain
open.
Open. Because if you decide later you want to be the treasurer or the secretary, we can simply elect you. Or we could give you both titles.
Yeah,
both titles, that means I'd have to wear something special.
Absolutely.
sound business. Congratulations.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And congratulations to Mr. Cousineau.
Yes, even though he's cycling in Spain, swine.
Did you talk to him since he's been gone?
No. Okay. He says he's on his email. He's probably watching all this, but I don't think... I imagine some parts of Spain it's going to be difficult to get.
Okay.
So do you have business bring forward?
We don't really have a great deal of business to bring forward. I think I do.
Of
you bring it forward, okay. We wanted to make it legal, this.
Yes.
So the owners don't think we're not doing anything?
I think the owners are interested in that 58K outstanding.
Yeah.
And Tony said that you had some paperwork with regard to that, but I see now you haven't brought anything.
I didn't bring any. Tony is our treasurer, okay, and he's supposed to. He will be coming to the meeting in a few minutes. He's driving here. So can we move past
all
that
right.
one to the next one, and
all
we can
right.
revisit that one in a minute?
Resolution of the FOB. I don't know. We've got the easiest ones first, and then we get
yeah.
the other ones. Tony. Yeah. Resolution of fixing of the outdoor stairs and entrance platform. That's the tiling on the stairs, I think, and the...
Yeah, Danny was supposed to do that.
Is there
a contract left?
There was supposed to be.
Danny was supposed to just do it. He's okay to do it.
Commercial already approved everything.
We both approved it.
Yeah, everybody approved it.
Yeah, we, like, the
okay.
joint, and we approved it.
The terrazzo and the stairs. Yeah, and we
yeah,
had...
Repair of outside stairs.
But there's a good chance it went nowhere. So
yeah.
We should probably re-deal with it.
So there's...
it's all approved.
So it's approved?
Yes.
We could ask Danny.
See, I don't know. If commercial approves it and then residential approves it, should be come to the joint council for approval. I don't know if that has...
It did. It was approved with...
it was approved at the joint council.
At the joint council level. You remember? You were here? Yeah.
I don't know why nothing's been... I don't know if the contract's been let.
Because
okay.
Danny was the one put in charge of that. Danny was tasked with getting it finished.
Steve brought it up, didn't he?
I'm not sure that it was Danny, because I know that Luke was involved in it.
Luke.
The only information I can hear about.
You're Luke?
Was from Luke.
Okay. Yeah. He wasn't mentioned here though. But they may have relegated it to him. I don't care who does it.
How are you?
Luke was the one that was getting all the information.
You're right. I do remember something about that.
Communicating with the company that was getting the contract. I think I would check first to see.
I want to see what Danny's done.
You see what Danny is. And then if not, there was some mention of Luke. Okay.
Luke.
Your guy in the office, Danny's assistant?
Oh, he works for Bob.
Yeah.
No, he's a contractor. He doesn't work for the business.
I know, but he came through Bob. Bob brought him to the building.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about the terrazzo outside yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just one more. Well, anyway, you guys have a meeting.
I'm just asking you. Have you heard anything about it? It got last emails I remember. There was some mention of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I think, getting quotes.
I expected to get a couple more quotes, or at least one. And I passed the information to Terry, but she didn't act on it yet.
Okay, now she's on holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's more important things to do right now.
No, we're just going through
the
list.
Going down the easy stuff.
I walked around those stairs. Some of those holes are...
They're big holes.
It's a liability.
Yeah.
We've got to get that repaired.
There's a whole chiseled out area.
We're going to have them taped, you know, as a warning.
Yeah, Danny was going to do that.
That was supposed to be done right after
I know.
That meeting.
You're quite right.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Right now it's bought off with yellow fence. So
yeah, we're safe now because it's all yellow fenced.
For another
even
month.
Even downstairs?
Right to Nelson Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't go up there anymore.
Because you have about a month or so before they remove the fence to move it to the front.
No, but I would think that the... These guys aren't going to be able to drop everything and come the next day.
We need to set it up for a month for them to show up.
Why do we pick and not even begin until we're done with...
No, no, I want to get this started. The terrazzo thing, it's not a big project.
No.
It seems to me it was $7,000 or something.
Yeah.
They can't do much for 7Gs.
Yeah.
So let's get it, fast.
Okay, contract must be placed in bad areas, fenced.
Yeah. but not because of the stairs, because of this roof.
Oh, no, if the fence is moved, then the bad areas have to be fenced.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, hopefully we're going to constantly repair it right away. We're going to monitor.
Yeah, I look at some of that. Some of it's going to take a while because you've got to go right back into, otherwise you're just patching it and it's going to fall apart.
That's
again.
Right.
It's been patched before, I can see that, and
yes.
It's fallen apart. It's going to be done properly.
That's right.
So who is handling the contract? Danny is handling the contract?
Danny was the one tasked, but
Luke,
Gail mentioned Luke.
Was
yeah.
Getting the he was handling the contracts. That's to my knowledge. It was me.
Okay.
Never saw any communication with Danny with the Luke was finalizing something with another company that was going to be able to do
We have two contracts on that, so we just need another one and that's it.
We've got two quotes already.
And more
Luke
lasting.
Had
okay.
Yeah.
They had
so
a better system.
Yeah. Then we have to.
I have to trace that down.
Yes. Okay. Going down a list here. Resolution of the DDC system.
You're working on the last section of the thing already.
Well, what do we got? What else we got here?
You finished all the upper section already.
Oh, yeah.
Already done.
Yeah. Everything's done.
What are the positions right now?
I'm the president, Ray is the vice president, and we have two vacant positions, treasurer and secretary, but we don't really need those.
We still need somebody in charge and, you know, at least getting the funds allocated correctly.
The funds come from the respective councils.
It doesn't work that way. What happened right now, I asked Bob Adam to prepare a check and send it to Ken Starr. I hear nothing back. I phoned him, he said,
no
yes,
matter,
check is ready.
No matter if we have a treasurer, we can't write a check for the residential section.
The treasurer can ask the other side.
Well,
yeah,
Gordy
true.
Will take
they
care
can
of
organize
that.
It.
Yeah,
you want
Gordy
to organize it? I don't want to be
like,
organized.
He's the treasurer of the residential section.
Do you want to be treasurer of the
Yeah, board? I'll do, yeah, because that makes sense, because
okay.
We're just organizing checks, it's not a problem.
If we don't, you know, if we depending on the residential section or the commercial section, they may have a problem. Like, as you can see, it's demonstrated there is
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. You do need someone on them.
Yes, that's right.
That's true.
Yes.
So, I'll nominate Mark as treasurer.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Carried. Congratulations. I appreciate that.
Make sure you get the money.
It comes with a very large salary and a car and everything.
Oh, well, the car I'll have to give away. Victor can sleep in it.
Okay.
You have people accountable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. I was only getting at the point that we don't actually have a budget to manage.
No, you still have to have a common.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
Okay, there's a list of stuff here that needs looking at, and as you're the president, you should be doing that. Right?
I can do that.
But some of it can't be resolved right now. But
okay,
we should bring it up for comment, and then.
Okay.
In the minutes, right?
Sure, sure. The DDC.
Yes.
Just let's. You guys are best to discuss the DDC. Okay?
The DDC, basically, what's happening with the DDC right now, we join together and we use it to control the building heating ventilation system.
Yes.
And the initial setup on this DDC system, the cablings and stuff that are not very good.
Mm.
And the people who's doing it probably is not understanding how to do it properly.
Who's doing it?
They weren't the ones who installed it.
I don't know who installed, but I look at the cable specifications. I look at the thing. The thing doesn't quite understand how the cable should pair should go.
It should be shielded, right?
Well, that's beside the point, the type of cable. But I'm saying even there's eight wires in one cable, there is certain pair goes to certain pin, because if you don't do that, then the twist it on the cable is not right.
I understand.
So the frequency carryover is intermittent.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was doing, the DDC system was not working, so we called solution control in, and one day, yeah, it works. And then they turn away, and then it doesn't work.
So it's intermittent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's intermittent. So we couldn't use it, so I say, okay, we have to fix it. So we ended up fixing the thing, so we're able to access it now.
Okay.
But there is still certain portion that we cannot have reliable service because the cable is intermittent.
Okay.
So because we alerted the residential, we say, well, this is a common fix. You pay 40, we pay you pay 60, we pay 40.
Yep.
Let's get it done. So now we got to stop. We say, hey, these are not licensed people.
Oh, that was a ridiculous. I know. I read the Luke sent out a ridiculous email saying that he wanted to get that had to have a licensed repairman, you know, a wire fixer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, there's no such thing.
No.
Okay. That was designed either that he didn't understand what he was talking
there
about.
There are, however, registered technicians.
That's right. But
and that's what you should be using.
So we.
So there are lots of companies that do that. Like Honeywell, like.
But even the technician doesn't know as well as me.
Right.
They did it initially, and now I found the problem.
Yeah, it's better if we can get it fixed at the minimal cost.
Yes.
And by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. And they have to do a correct job, otherwise, in the long run, it doesn't work properly.
But we don't want you fixing the system, Tony.
No, I don't want to fix the system as much. I'm not fixing it myself. We got our people to do it, and then, you know, we lay out front, you know, you can see what the rate is, $30 per person, compared with $100, $150 per person. You actually save a lot more money for fixing it with in-house staff.
Oh, so you're proposing to fix it in-house?
We propose to fix it in-house because we know the cable well.
So do we have a... So the proposal has to go to residential, right?
Yeah, this is how it goes. We work with you. You don't work for us, we don't work for you. You send in your best technician, we send in our best technician. Two of them work together. You pay your technician, I pay my technician, you know, we pay a commercial portion. Whoever you send in is fine. It needs two people to do it. And if you don't send in your technician, we'll send in two of our technicians, which is like $30 each.
Let's do this logically. You don't want two people from different areas trying to fix something that's quite complex.
The same wire, right?
Yeah. That doesn't make sense. So if your proposal is that you hire or you have two technicians that could repair this system, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, as far as I know, the system, when it was installed, was deficient in that it couldn't be split, and that there were certain... we were never given, for instance, a ladder diagram. Do you have a ladder diagram?
I do.
You do?
Yes. That's why I can fix things.
Well, yeah. We never got that. So
yes.
So we couldn't give the incoming technicians a ladder diagram and say, here, look, this is it. Where is the problem?
I do have those information. Intelligent.
Where did you get it?
From the contractor.
Ah.
Bob doesn't get it because, I don't know. What I find after studying the thing and after...
So hold on. That ladder diagram is the property of Joint Council, right?
Absolutely.
Then where does it reside?
Then he should have a copy. I sent him.
You got it? He's got a copy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. But what if he can read it or not? I don't know.
No, no. That's not important.
That's not his job.
Whoever comes in can read it.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look at it and say, there's...
The technician.
Yeah. This is where the area we got to look at.
That's right.
So...
You do have those information, I believe, the contractor should supply you many years ago. But because I was studying the building information, so I ended up request for it, and they sent it to me without any hesitation.
But we also need a list of the set points, right? To what each the parameters of each set point, so that we know what we're doing when we go to fix it.
Yes.
Do you have those?
I put some out for my own reference, but I haven't given Danny a copy yet.
Okay, so if we've got the set points and we've got the ladder diagram, we should be able to return it to its original specs.
Yes, if somebody changes it, yes.
Yes. That's the crucial thing, because there was a lot of complaints over the past few years about people going in and fiddling with the system.
Mm-hmm.
Who does it? I don't know. But the system should be under lock and key.
The system is actually, if you look at it originally, whoever is supervising the project did not supervise it correctly, because after I studied the diagrams and studied the system, the valves are moving opposite direction. When it's heating, it's supposed to be open for heat. It closes. When it's open for cooling, and I found about 8 of such
valves. That means the system is incorrectly set, right?
The guy who lays out the hardware and the guy who programs the software did not communicate. And the guy who received the contract for the final system handoff did not check. So it ended up with programming error with, you know, all these little errors.
So who resolved that?
Right now, I ended up calling the contractor. I discovered this particular valve is moving in the wrong direction.
Yes.
So they program it right now. Solution Control is my contact in terms of that. We pay him for fixing all the different deficiencies on our system. But I didn't check yours, so I don't know.
Ray Cousineau, I think, requested this information at least 2 years ago.
Yes.
From Facilitec,
yes.
And he never got anywhere. He didn't.
What
get
we
any
wanted to do was have a contractor come in and program this thing properly.
Yeah.
Before we could do that, we needed to know the set points. We needed to have a ladder diagram. I didn't know that those things resided anywhere outside of the company that installed it. Right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure that we had been given that information. So
I'm sure you have given those information.
Okay.
Because when I requested, within no time, the guy just shoots it over right away. There's nothing hidden, you know, everything's laid out on the diagram. If you want it, I can send it to you. So what it's proposing is actually not fixing the controllers in the microcomputer system. What it's proposing is fixing the cable linking up the controllers.
Yeah,
that's all.
I understand
that's
that.
All. But we stopped work because, you know, like we don't want to pay the guy to fix it up, and you guys don't pay.
So, do you have a proposal to fix this? Do you have a budget to fix this? Do you have an idea of how much it will cost, or what?
I do have. I sent it to you and Ray already. I don't know what if I sent it to you or not, but
I don't think so.
What I'm guessing, it takes about 4 working days to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you use 4 people, four days times 8 hours a day, times 2 people, at $30 each. So it works out to be a little bit less than $2,000 to get it fixed.
Why do you need 2 people?
Because you're trading
one at each end.
From one at each end?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
You can do it with
I just wanted you to explain that so we could.
Otherwise, you'll be wearing the elevators out and it's not.
Okay.
It doesn't work because you have to measure the
other. No, I understand. I thought that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we crimp the all the cables and we fix it properly so that way it's reliable.
You're not going to replace the cables, are you?
No, we will replace some section if needed, but we'll check. We'll check with our meter.
Cables.
See whether the cable is good or not.
To sensors, and this will cost. What did you come up with a number?
8 times 4 times.
At 4 8 is 32.
Okay, put down all the formula so you know how the number comes out. So 8 times 4 times 2 people
equals 32 times 2 equals
$34 each
times 30.
Yeah, I worked it out approximately $2,000, a little bit less than $2,000 for 4 days of work.
3 sixes are 18 equals $2,000.
Approximately, let's see, basically 4 times.
Estimate. And that would be 60-40, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to take this back to council to get that passed, okay. Right? Okay. We're doing it for 2,000, so.
Yeah, yeah. 1.6 is your portion.
If we can get it fixed for 2,000, that would be cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, you send one guy in and.
Yeah, no, that's a good deal. I got no problem with that.
We've got to get more of these good deals. We've got to try and
do
really efficiently.
Absolutely.
Not spend as much as possible.
We call outside contractors for our chillers because we don't have the expertise to do it, and we pay $250 an hour.
Yes.
So.
Now, we're having a meeting on the 4th.
Okay.
I think it's the 4th. I don't have it here in front of me. Yes, Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Cool. So I'll bring that up then.
Okay.
Okay, next up business.
The $58,000.
Yes.
I think our treasurer.
You want to discuss it now, or you want to get more information before you want to discuss it?
Well, I'm going to take this back to council.
Okay, let me lay out.
So we have to have. You've been threatening to do this for some time, so.
Go for it.
I am a friendly guy. I'm just presenting the facts. And okay, the $58,000, how we offset your $58,000, you know how it's accumulated at the first place? Like, we ask Bob Adam not to pay our portion, we pay our portion, give us the belt within 72 hours. We never get any bills, and then he ended up paying some belts that belongs to us, which we have no problem paying back and all these different things. Right now, the $58,000 we have on our book, that we put in as basically a contingency accounts payable. That means we can pay it off anytime, or we can see what's happening.
You budgeted for it.
Yeah, we kind of like look at it. When I do the budget, when I was doing this year's budget, when I look at the different pieces, right now I think you guys owe us money now, because we write off the $7,800 for the water meter. There's some stuff.
You have to give us a list.
I have to give you the list. Okay. But I'm just giving some big
through,
figures.
Let's not go through each item. But okay. What I said was, present me with the figures and we'll go over.
Okay.
I just but
give
I can't
you two
do
figures.
It one by one.
I just give you two figures. That's a large figure. You'll be able to calculate in your head. The antenna on the top, we never get a penny out from since 2007 that we took over. So that's a couple of years.
The BC Hydro antenna?
Yeah, Hydro antenna.
And okay, so yeah,
I'll give you two numbers on it, and then you can work it out, and then you'll see why the $50,000 is actually pretty much disappeared.
Okay, so you want compensation?
$7,800 for restoring the meter.
Just put water meters, $7,800 or $7,900, whatever it is.
They cut the insulation, they took out the meter, and, you know.
And all they had to do was give it back. We would have reinstalled it, and there wouldn't have been an issue.
The meter is about $6,000 a month, but the installation, the ceiling.
Yeah, they cut our new insulation and everything else. Very naughty.
Then you should be able to prove that.
Absolutely. I can prove it was taken. Absolutely, that's not a problem. The police already have the video and everything. It's not a problem. Okay. And besides, you don't dispute taking it. That's the silly thing, right? You quite proudly admitted taking it. Yeah, you did. But anyway, it doesn't matter. If you can prove you didn't take it.
Yeah, Danny just took the guy to the room.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Danny took the guy to the room and showed him what to do.
Took him to the room to remove the water meter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. But he left the water meter in the room.
We see him taking it away, but we don't know where he took it.
You saw
it
who?
We saw the guy that...
The guy that... Yeah, the guy.
We have all the evidence.
It doesn't matter. The police already got it. It's not a big deal.
What we need to do... I can see your concerns, but I'm in the middle here. I don't know. I have no idea what happened, and neither do you, really, because you weren't there. And neither do you, because you weren't there. But
no.
You have video.
Okay.
So Danny knows, but I don't know why he's not saying anything. But he says he doesn't know. Danny.
He says he only. He says he just gave the guy a fob. That's all he did. That's what he says.
Did let the guy in.
He gave him a fob to get in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said at the council meeting there, your first council
there's
meeting.
There's instructions on that. That was from Howard. So whatever happens in there, we are liable to put the meter back, because we told the contractor to take it out. But we can't produce a meter, then we've got to get one to put back, right?
But the problem is so you're saying that Potter and Morton took the meter?
I say a contractor took the meter.
The contractor is waiting at the front.
Where the meter is.
They have access to
we
the
know that residential doesn't.
My number is 7788.
How do you know that?
Well, we don't care. Gordy actually already said the statement.
No, but I'm just I know,
but we don't care to talk to Gail about an issue that she doesn't know about, you don't know about, I don't know about.
Anyway,
we don't know about it. Gordy said it's not hooked up, and that's the goal.
That's all we have.
That's all that matters.
And
yeah.
So
if you give us back,
the
best way to save money is simply to give us back the meter, okay? As you did the cameras when you stole those.
We waited too long.
You gave
now.
Us.
Really
hang on. You gave us back the cameras after the police threatened you quite severely, okay? You gave us back the cameras. Do the same with the water meter. It'll save you money, okay?
Anyway, but we don't care now.
I know, but
we're not
just
talking about it
anymore. I'm always giving an olive branch.
Forget
right?
The olive branch.
That's
it's
not
just,
an olive branch when you accuse me of doing things that
not
you
accused.
Have really
we have evidence.
He did accuse me of taking the cameras.
Well, we have to stop.
I said the
hold on.
Okay. Don't talk about it.
We're not going to do that anymore.
Oh, exactly. Yes. This is such a negative talk.
What we have to do is do a reality.
Yeah.
The reality is there is no water meter, and there should be one.
Yes.
So it has to be replaced.
Yes.
Simple.
Next simple item stuff. I want to cut this short out, so whenever I have another meeting up at Coquitlam. The second item I want to give you is the antenna, and the cost on the monthly is...
You mean hydro?
Yeah.
Yeah, the microwave dish.
Hydro...
contract.
Yeah.
And it's 1,260
for,
is the money?
Well, however much we get from Hydro, it varies year to year, and I don't know why in our incoming budget. I can see it should be split. Should it be antenna?
No, there's no split. Here's the problem. There's no split.
We actually own that area.
Yeah. It's on commercial property.
No one ever told us that.
What do you mean?
It's the dish itself is sitting on commercial property, the same as this boardroom is sitting on commercial property, the same as the cube sign in the front of the building.
The dish is up on the top, right?
That's right, but it's on commercial property.
We have to look and check
that.
That
cooling tower is joint.
Where the dish is, though. Where the dish is 100% commercial. And we've been...
Well, then you should be replacing the tiles at your own cost.
I agree. Absolutely. And I've already talked to my colleagues about that, and we're going to be doing that.
No, I think what's happening...
Hold it. Sorry. We don't need to replace the tiles at our own cost. We just need to screw them on where we already did. We should give some reimbursement for the screws that were used in that section where the microwave dish is, because that's fair.
It's only a small section.
Yeah, it's just where the microwave dish is domiciled.
It's a very weird thing.
Gordy, I think initially the residential and commercial developer, there's two developers in there. I believe, according to the land titles and filings and so on, residential is interested in the third floor to the 21st floor because it's all residential thing. And then the developer probably sell all the commercial area for the commercial developer. So it's very clearly they both agree on, they sign off on the survey on the thing, and then they file this agreement onto the land title office. Mm-hmm. And what we ended up doing, we have searched the land title office in terms of who owns what, where, and all these different things. And our lawyer came back. They said the antenna space in that particular area, including the air space, it belongs to the commercial developer. So we inherited that.
So the dish is sitting on the side of the thing like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pointed somewhere.
Yep.
What part of it is commercial?
Is from here to here.
I'm showing him.
To here.
So they, you mean they excluded this part?
Exactly.
They excluded
the blueprints.
Where the dish is and put it into commercial.
It's sovereign commercial territory. Just like the cube sign.
Then why are we worrying about why is Hydro dealing with us? They should be dealing with you.
Because Adams never told them.
Bob never told us.
Yeah.
Or told us or them.
Yeah. That was the problem.
Okay.
He'll show you. It's on the blueprints here. Just. But if we hadn't had the lawyers involved, we would have never known this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
We'd have been happy in our ignorance, wouldn't we?
You would have been very happy in your ignorance.
For most of the things, happy.
You've actually, every time you've tried something, you've actually come out behind.
Not saying when you point at me.
Not him.
I know, but I'm saying
somebody else.
The other team. They weren't terribly lucky.
No.
Yeah, they created a lot of problems for no reason.
Yeah.
It takes a really long to get close. But I'll show you precisely so that way you have no... mystic on what's happening.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is that for the last
number of years, many, many years, you owe us a lot of back rent.
We talked to the lawyer already, and it is normal that we charge back 5 years. But since we lay off Bob Adam, we never see a dime.
Yeah, we haven't seen a dime, so you're not only taking... You're not only taking the money that you thought was yours, you're taking the money that you know is not yours.
I don't know. I didn't know before.
No. Yeah, you did. Because you knew that we were supposed to be getting 40%. That's what you thought. That was your belief.
That was my belief,
I know. But you didn't even do that. Okay?
No.
So, I know. Not you personally. No, when I say you, I don't mean you. Facilitech, okay?
Well, it's our money, so we're responsible for administering it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, let me leave it. You see on this particular floor?
Yeah, I see it.
Let me see what floor is this one right now.
That's the roof.
This is floor, it's from 21 is yours.
It's the roof.
22nd is the roof. And so the commercial...
So C is joint, is it?
Yes.
C is joint.
Okay.
COM is us. This is the microwave equipment.
I see it.
Including the air where the microwave is mounted.
I see it,
That particular one. For the next up to 25 floor.
So does Hydro rent all of this?
Yes. They have... a couple of antennas here, and they have some server room in there, but we don't use it anymore. We only have this portion. They run it all the way to their unit.
It goes to the Del Grower.
Yeah.
The wires?
So you can see that's this is connected the 22nd to. Floor, right? And then if you look further, 23rd floor is the same with this microwave,
And that's common above it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That is the room.
So there's a room underneath?
This is your elevator platform.
So in that room underneath, you could put your equipment?
Yes. But we, you know, right now we only have this one and run it all the way to the...
So you can put your dish up there,
yes,
next to them.
Yes.
Will it interfere with them?
As long as the frequency is different, it doesn't interfere.
Okay.
So they use 5.8 or we use 2.4 or something. So if it's the same frequency, it will.
Yeah.
And they will win because they got more power.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hydro.
Yeah. But anyway, this was a great thing you've done for the commercial owners.
Okay, let me...
So you can see this is the 24th floor.
Oh, okay, so just a sec, yeah.
It's only that.
So the only thing you need now with regard to your antenna is an agreement to run up the shaft through
here.
No, the shaft.
Oh, the shaft is common.
Hmm?
The shaft is
common. Common, yeah.
Yeah, we all.
So we have an agreement that you can run through, but all we would want to make sure is.
Well,
that
you don't. You don't need an agreement to use the residential. If you want to use commons for something, right?
Yes.
You own that. We don't need to give you permission.
No, right. I'm talking to Tony.
Okay.
We don't. It's not permission. It should come through joint.
That's I agree.
From a point that you say
knowledge
that we are going to run up, we are going to do this through this common area because there may be other plans from the other side to do something in a common area.
I understand.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So the from my point of view, you want to make sure if you're going to run through. That if there's fire stopping, then it's maintained, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's so from that point of
absolutely.
View, we want to make sure that someone has control of the supervision of the job, apart from you.
Yes, of course.
You understand?
That's no problem.
That's
okay.
All
I misunderstood that.
So you can see, this is the 24th floor.
Yes,
that is the same idea. It's this piece.
They've got the whole thing going all the way up the side there.
Okay. You got the idea.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So right now, only with these two items, it blow away the 50 grand away.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to other details.
We're prepared, though, to give you terms to pay us.
So you want to go back 5 years, did you say?
Well, how long do you... I think probably we should go back to the beginning, but I'm reasonable.
No, 5 years is reasonable for both parties. If you go back 10 years and stuff, and it's arguable because people, like sell the units and all.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's a lawyer. And it doesn't matter who owns the corporation, okay?
You pick up the liability.
Yeah, you pick up liability. If you buy General Motors today, okay, they go bust, it's your shares that get lost, not the guy who sold out 2 years ago.
That's right. Okay?
I'm going to quickly interrupt you. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We're missing a black...
I tossed it in there.
There?
Blank paper.
We thought it was just abandoned here.
Oh, no, that's Michael's
notebook. Oh, no. There's probably nothing else in there, sorry.
What else in here?
What?
Stuff. Okay.
Oh, no.
See what we think of your notes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We just thought people left it here when they were visiting.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for this item. You can move on to the
just
next
a minute.
Otherwise,
it's no, we just want to fix this item up before we're finished.
Okay.
Before I got to go back to council.
I know, but my problem is that you already have economic problems. Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. That's why I don't want to go back to the beginning. Okay. I've been told that I should go back to the beginning because the original shareholders were the ones that did this originally, right? But I don't feel that's not because you're more than just shareholders. You're neighbors, right? You're family. So I don't want to put the screws to you hard as I can.
I think we have to work together on things.
That's just what I'm saying.
Things have to be with facts. Things cannot be just guessing on things. Just good example for you is you say the building is not heritage. You only understand it on the day that you call the city.
Well, I was working on two. Somebody said it was heritage, so I asked Bob, is it heritage? He said, it's a heritage building, but it's not listed.
Anyway.
He said that at the meeting, so I said, if it's not listed, then why are we going through all this nonsense with matching tiles and that? Because the city can't tell us anything.
Yeah.
So I had to be the one to phone the city. It took... You know how long it takes to get through the city? Anyway, I finally got them to email me the heritage list, and we are one of five buildings that are on the list, that are Class A
buildings. We are heritage.
Are heritage. Not only that, we are subject to, we are heritage Class A, subject to, with an M apostrophe after it, subject to municipal bylaws. So they can pass a bylaw telling us what to do specifically because we are heritage, on the outside anyway. So that cleared that up. So we can't. We must maintain the outside as it is, and replace it with. And it's subject to overall guidance
yeah.
in the city.
They watch what we do like an umbrella.
Let's go back to this hydro contract.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, we've never even been, we've asked for it many times from Facilitech. They will not even show us the contract they have. Okay? And this is ridiculous.
It's up for renewal now.
Okay.
It's in the process of being renewed, and Hydro has not renewed it because of the dispute between commercial and residential.
We
were not aware, I can tell you this officially, we were not aware that it was on commercial property.
I know that.
So, if the money that we were paid from that is owed to you, then you'll get it back. So how many, now we're talking about how many years you want to go back.
Yeah, well, what do you, like?
I think fair is fair.
5 years?
We don't, you know, want to cause too much problem and all these different things, but the fact is the fact. We have to understand it moving forward, and we cannot let the guessing game going on anymore. Right now, you're relying on somebody.
Terminated, so it's fait accompli.
I think moving forward, I think we have no problem. But counting backward, we do have to account some of this money. Otherwise,
so you're talking about 5 years?
Yeah, we said 5 years.
5 years.
5 years is a fair game for both parties.
5 years. Half of it. compensation.
That's less than half. That's about one third of it.
Yeah.
For the total.
Compensation, so, commercial.
We ought to give you lots
to
of leeway.
To assume
before you switch,
contract.
Would it not have been shared then?
It should absolutely not.
Yeah, it was all shared.
It
was all shared.
You would share it before you switch.
Yep.
No, it was shared for the 60 years.
Right.
Yes,
up to
absolutely.
The point that we split, and then we
so you only, so for the last 2 years...
we've got nothing.
So for 2 years would be 100%, and 3 years...
No, we need 100%. We need
100%.
They never paid us. For the last 2 years, we've received zero.
Not full 2 years.
And for the last 3 years,
since August 07,
it'd be 60%.
God is right.
What?
Yeah, God is right. It is correct.
Sorry, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Is that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so 2 years at 100%, 3 years at 60%.
Yes. Well, since August, whenever we got the last check.
It is 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Well, we can go back 5 years in the statements and see what we receive for each year. So for the last 2 years you get 100%, and for the next last
because
2 years
already
before
got
that
40%.
You get to see you already got the
40%. Yeah, we already got that. Yeah.
And from then on you take care of Hydro and we don't know get involved.
Yeah.
Great.
So we have not only the size space, also the room to put the equipment you can see from
underneath. Yes.
Microwave.
Yes.
And then the microwave outside.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you need this.
Is there a shaft from there going down? Go down one floor below that. Like go sideways and down?
The elevator shaft is where it goes. Right below it is your elevator.
You're not allowed to run in an elevator shaft?
No, no. This one goes on the side.
On the side of the elevator shaft.
On the side.
All right.
Anyway, that is correct. The term that you have there is correct.
So. I got to present this to
I know
to council. So okay, that's fine. Now four. What's the next?
Okay, the water meter. We've got that one finished. We got the antenna. We've got security system and procedures. Security system and procedures.
I think we have to write something up because then no matter who comes in, take the job, and they know what the policy is.
Are you talking about the FOB system?
The FOB systems right now, you know, like we should allow them access to our area. They should allow us access.
Absolutely.
You know, like right now we give you two FOBs only. We give you five actually, but how would?
No, I told them that I went to their meeting. Like
you should have the FOBs by now.
As many as you want, you can have. That's
no,
not a problem.
We only want what we
whatever
what
you
said.
Need.
That's fine.
No,
yeah, whatever you
okay.
need.
We're okay
that's not
in
a problem.
Terms of that, but on your side, we designed it in such a way that you have access to our portion 24/7, We have three FOPs for you, three securities. We have a FOP for Bob Adam, we have a FOP for Denny, so you got five FOPs, 24/7 access.
The crucial thing is, if something goes wrong, we need to be able to get where we need to go fast.
Absolutely, that's correct.
That's the design.
That's why I say as many as you need.
That is the design we have. Yeah. When we discuss, we say they need access to fixing something.
But the overriding concern before, and probably will be ongoing with some people, is that these FOPs not be abused.
It's not being abused. What happened is that the five FOP we monitor and we trace it, and there's no problem in terms of actual usage. There's only one time being abused is cracking our system.
But yeah, trying to hack our system was not a good thing.
But the design is to give you...
I don't know anything about that.
The design is to give you 24/7 unlimited access. And we have the three on-floor, you know, at night security guards all have full access on the thing. But how would say, wow, the security guards are walking to your side.
Yeah, he wanted them cut off. So I terminated. Let me explain. Howard didn't want the security guards to have access to the common or commercial property. So I took it out of the system at his request. I have his email.
Well, he threatened us to bail us for giving them access.
So we don't need that. It was strictly for convenience and for emergency, right?
So right now you've got two FOP access only. You've got Denny, you know, when after hour you had to phone him in order to access the area to maybe fix a leak or something like that on your pipe. That's not convenient. So we want to restore back your 24/7 access.
Well, Denny's never been restricted from 24/7 access.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. We took out these three security guards.
Three security guards at your request.
You have to call Bob in at night, or you have to call Denny in at night, pay overtime. We don't want that. You know, we want you, you know, like the contractor can talk to the security guard at 2 a.m., you know, there's a leak or there's something, right? So the security guard have access. Right now, if there's a leak on the, let's say, the first floor, is your pipe. How are you going to access? We're going to sue the heck out of you, damaging our offices.
On the first floor, that's commercial.
No, I mean the pipe going down.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Saying that it belongs to them.
Because it passes through.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything should be open.
Anyway, I still think
we'll
give you three FOPs on the floor at all times if you want to take it, but not charging us for giving it to you.
We have three FOPs, do we not?
No, you got two. We took out the three already because we originally give you five. But I would say, you know, they're going to charge us.
We have two FOPs.
You've got only two, Bob and Denny right now.
With complete access.
Yes. Denny doesn't have access to the retail end because we have expensive equipment there that we don't want him to point somebody to take it away.
Yeah, I can't afford that. Exactly.
So we lock up only that portion that he has no access.
Well, I'm sure that Denny will not do things without instructions, and those instructions shouldn't be given.
I agree with you completely.
But he also tell you, you know, he didn't give instruction to the contractor too.
Yeah, he said in the meeting, he said he just gave them a FOB to take the meter.
No, he took him, he said to me, he took him to the room, showed him the meter, and then left.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So at the meeting, he knows.
Not in the meeting we were at.
No, at the meeting he said he just gave him the FOB and they went in.
Yes.
Went to the door and went in. And then we pressed him on it, and then he admitted.
He said he went, he showed him where the meter was and what he had to do, and then he left. That was what that's what I understood him to say.
Well, I didn't.
No, that wasn't what he said in the beginning.
That's because Danny's being.
No,
he's
embarrassed because.
He's being instructed.
He's being instructed.
He's embarrassed because he knew that what they were doing maybe wasn't right. I don't know. But he was operating under instructions.
Yeah, he wasn't doing it by himself.
You know, they talk about morals and talk about different things. If you are instructed to kill somebody, you know it's wrong, would you object to it?
Well,
you all know the answer to that.
Sense. Yeah, it's common sense,
Okay.
Next. Are you okay with that one?
Well, we haven't. We have two FOBs with complete access, and Danny does not have access.
To retail.
And
retail only.
But who has these two FOBs then?
Denny has one and Bob has one.
So these FOBs except retail?
Complete access except retail,
is that
Danny's FOB was the only one that I took out of the retail.
Bob's FOB can access
retail. Bob's FOB can access retail.
Yeah. Only Denny, we don't want him to go in there because...
Only one.
Can't access retail.
Can access...
If you guys are trustworthy, we have no problem.
Yeah.
I mean...
That will come. Okay.
That will come.
As far as I can see, as long as we can get where we have to go, Bob, as long as somebody has a fob that we can get, is this thing in a lockbox?
Nope, they carry it all the time.
Bob carries it all the time?
Yeah. No, we don't know what Bob does. I'm going to wash it.
He may give it to somebody else, I'm not sure. But he have access anytime he wants. I think we should, I recommend you guys having a fob on the floor 24/7, which is the security guard that you have at night. If you have that, any sort of emergency, they have access at any time. And then during the business hour, then you have access at any time. So you will be full cover 24/7. So my suggestion and get you guys approval is to give you back the security access. What do you think? And don't charge us money because they walk through our door.
No.
They don't walk through our door at all.
No.
You know, but only if it's emergency, they come through, no problem. Then it'll be very convenient for you to operate. Then you don't have to call Bob, you don't have to call Danny because they're sleeping.
Mm. We'll have to have a procedure for handling this fob when the security guard isn't there.
They got three security guards, so they rotate on different
shifts. No, they're not there 24 hours.
So. I know.
So we'll have to have a lockbox will be fine.
A lockbox with a camera on it.
Yeah. Well, we don't really have a camera system yet, so that was something that we were going to look into.
The best thing we ever put in.
I bet.
Yeah.
What?
The camera system.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All the way down to, you know, the simplest thing about people just dragging their garbage across the ground. And then you go, hey, well, what do you do with the garbage? I didn't do it. Well, take a look at the video.
Yes.
It's amazing what people admit when they're caught on the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't do it.
And they get a $200 fine, and it has a great effect.
Quick.
It's a well worthwhile installation.
Oh, yeah.
And it supervises itself, you know, like it basically monitors 24/7. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be there. And if you have to look
back. Security guard, yeah.
The trouble with lockboxes is they're not that secure. They can
no,
be
they're
broken.
Not.
But the new ones are better. Ones that they insert them in the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially if it's inside the building.
Yeah,
in an area where
maybe
it's on
we
camera.
Can do that. We've got
it. Yeah, put it on a camera because then you can always delete it if someone steals it that night.
Yeah.
If it's not on a camera, then. Okay.
But we only gave Adams the fob system, like the access to the commercial section, as a courtesy to you guys, because he shouldn't have fob access to the commercial section. Period.
Yeah.
But I chose not to delete him.
All right.
So next is.
Are you okay with the fob right now?
We're okay with this right now. If we decide in residential that we need more, we'll come back to you.
No, just let me know. Yeah. You can just,
we'll come back to you.
It's not a big deal. Okay, camera locations.
Camera location was discussed about 3 years ago, even before I was owner. And we tried to pick it up and then install more cameras in more areas to cover more of the premise. So I think
residential's position on that was you went ahead and did it when they hadn't approved it.
They already approved it.
It was already approved. We've got the documents in the computer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have the thing and.
It's the same as
the way it came down to me was.
No,
was
that was incorrect.
Somebody is telling me a story again. I actually have the floor layout maps and all these different things that's done in 2006. That's done in 2006. And then they implemented tools something, and then they didn't finish.
We just kept going with the plan.
All right.
And then now
your cameras are in common property.
Only in LM level at this moment, and we're installing some external one to monitor.
So commercial cameras, just to say.
On LM floor.
Do they still record sound?
Yes. Yep. No, it doesn't record sound. You can listen.
You can listen.
They have listening devices.
You can check all you want, but we already consulted the lawyer already. What we're doing is perfectly fine, perfectly. Nothing to do with
just a minute. Let me get this down here. Commercial cameras on lower main floor are in joint common, right?
Yeah, C. Just the C.
Are in C area.
Yeah.
Nobody has any problem with that. It's only one person. You know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Now, all the rest.
We installed two new ones in the back. The back link.
All others.
Hang on, just go to this.
All others are in comm area.
Yeah. Except we did put two more now at the back.
There are two.
Yeah.
In. back lane.
Laneway, that's
and there is a schedule to put 11 more at the Barat side, the school, Nelson and Andy. So there is a total of 13
new ones.
13 new ones?
No, no.
Including those.
We already installed it. Yeah, okay.
Install 11 where?
External. There's going to be three on the front.
Outside.
Barat, outside. Yeah. Exterior. Building exterior.
11. To install 11 outside on Barat and Nelson?
Nelson, Hornby.
Nelson, Horn, Lane, Laneway, Hornby, Nelson, and Barat.
Is that legal?
Yep.
Yep.
Sure. Everybody has them. We're not putting them on the street.
We're talking to the lawyer already.
Where are you going to put them?
On the building. On that end of the building. So we can watch our front door where our window was smashed.
Oh, I see.
That one. Where there's already cameras up there. We're putting a commercial camera.
On Barat.
Nice and Barat.
Nelson.
Nelson. Hornby.
And that covers everything.
And Laneway.
Yeah, that covers everything.
Okay.
The back lane queue. So you.
Yeah, I've got the two. There's already two there. So that's okay. So that's good.
Then we can see who throw the rock.
Yeah.
I.
You know who throw the rock?
Yeah.
Go and catch that guy. It cost them $600.
Yeah, it cost the residential a lot of money to fix that.
All right.
Next.
There is a fob system. Fob system.
We talked about the fob system already.
Well, it's in here.
We give them access to the fob system.
Yeah, but that was covered under security security system and procedures.
Procedures is the fob system. So it's
okay, so it's repeated here.
So we move that. The fob will give you whatever fob you need to be adequately running business.
Next one.
One thing that we should, well, it's here, I just thought of it. We fobbed our doors to the commercial section, and some of the fob strikes are in the stairwell, right? You know, yeah. The stairwell when you come up the stairs? We've got so you can get through the fire door.
Oh, the readers.
The readers, yeah, where you, okay.
Of course, we mounted on them.
They were threatening to tear everything out, okay, including all our piping going to the roof, okay? So we would rather that doesn't happen.
So well, we want to. I don't think there's any.
No, should we just make sure that you know that we've got fob readers in the stairway, which is a C. Okay, it's on C property.
Okay, there are
fob readers
on C property.
On for our doors.
Yeah, for our doors.
And I think Howard was threatened to take them out.
Yeah, he was.
And then we were going to.
Yeah, so that means they're facing into C property.
Yes.
On the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same as our fob at the front door. It's also on C property.
Yes.
Okay, acknowledge.
Same as yours on C property, on the 9,000.
That's right. Yeah. And the back door, the laneway door.
So I'll ask council to acknowledge and approve it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the back door, back wing door is uncommon.
You know where there's two strikers out there now?
You know where the hydro building is?
Yeah.
You guys also mounted on the common, so we
yeah,
have
you
no problem.
Yeah, we didn't threaten to take it away, though.
Yeah.
That was the only difference. Okay.
We know we have consequences.
The other thing we should maybe mention is if Howard acts on behalf of the residential council, then we're holding the residential council liable if it's a crime or something that is not.
I don't think he's going to be doing that.
Just if he is. Yeah. He's worthy of bringing up at your council. And if he doesn't act, then of course we hold him liable personally.
You may not want to say Howard. You may want to say any person.
Sure.
That's acting on
But there's
own.
Only one person. As we
there is only one person. Okay.
I want to understand what it is you're trying to say.
Well, he has gone under the umbrella of the security advisor for the residential side. So if you want him to be a security advisor and he advises in a way that impacts how we run our side of the building, and it's just legally impact. We're not personally.
Say what you have to say.
Then we're going to hold you liable for what his actions have created. I don't know what they are.
As I would, yes.
One example would be the mezzanine door. He wasted a few thousand dollars on something that never had to be wasted. He personally actually created that.
That
and
whole
didn't
problem.
Consult
that's
anybody in that. So if there's anything like that, if he's a representative of the residential council, you're held liable. But we're going to go after Howard.
Because you're sending him to do whatever. Yeah.
Well, this was in the past. This is
No, but just in the future,
I know,
it's important to know that Howard doesn't think he's... Well, he's whatever you want him to be.
But whatever you want him to be, he will be held accountable. And the perfect example is the mezzanine door.
Yeah.
Did the fire marshal send them fines?
They fined them in that kind of.
So what you're trying to say is that future actions that,
yes,
that cause you financial or other.
Yeah, that is
grief.
Incorrect.
Will be
followed
held
up.
Liable.
The council will be held liable.
Will be followed up.
If you give him the security title.
I don't really want to put that in.
No, I don't either.
That's a threat, and I don't think that's...
Well, it's not a threat. It's just we're not going
to
be... We spent 2 years trying to work in the system.
Well,
you should. We agree.
The things that you do will be held against you. Well, yeah. Everybody says that. Let's not go there.
But no, but it's factual. He's done it. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't put him in a position like that again.
He's not in a position.
He will not be. Believe me, he's not going to be there.
He's not there at the moment. So
I'll leave it at that. Since you understand that.
But he may be back next year.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
I know, but I'm an optimist. Okay.
Let's not go there. Let's just move on.
That sounds good.
Because this is going to be in the minutes, and it's going to go out to everybody.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want to raise that.
No. Because these guys have already got enough wounds from him.
Well, they certainly do.
What's next?
I thought you'd never ask. Resolution fixing the outdoor stairs and entrance platform. That one we've already done, haven't
that's
we?
Terrazzo.
That was the terrazzo?
Yeah, I tried
so
to get rid of the easy
that?
Ones.
Yeah, for us to do it, or...
Well, no. We're going to find out. Luke.
We're going to find out what.
Yeah.
What.
Luke's done.
Where the contract is sitting. What's happened. Who's bidding on it. What's going on. Find that out next meeting.
Okay.
May I interject?
Sure.
From the audience here, there's a serious safety issue out there. I know there have been some pylons put down below, but there's also missing pieces in the center of those stairs. And the other night, I went. Tumble, but I certainly was impacted by
no,
that.
We already, it's already an item, then it's yellow fenced off right now.
Okay.
It has to get fixed.
Okay.
That's what we've discussed.
Yeah.
That was
no, it's all, it's cordoned off.
That
because
was,
of the,
that
because
was the first item we discussed, and we want to know, we don't know where the contract is, so it should have been let by now, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Like
I know, but...
These are big fences.
Yellow fence.
You'll see. You can,
The whole plaza is
with high fences.
The whole plaza is cordoned off.
So.
Yeah, no one's walking with
everything
fences.
Is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one is the lower level mosaic tiles below the penthouse. So all the street level mosaic tiles.
We have fairly good conditions and stuff like that on the on that side, on the Nelson side.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst condition is on the hydro building. There's a piece that's dropped. And it's
I know.
We should contact hydro.
Yeah.
It's not on hydro.
Yeah.
It's on ours.
No, it is on hydro company.
There's a piece on the
substation. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's right there at the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. How many tiles did we buy? Enough to do?
No, we didn't buy any extra, I don't think, because we couldn't get approval
moment,
on that.
We should, I think, should talk to Sam. Sam is up on the roof right now.
Okay, we're going to go there.
We should get a little bit for that, and then currently no tile has been fallen, so we should just secure back, but we do have to have permission from James Bow.
Well, no, we're not going to do it.
Hydro's going to
No, no, I mean, we also have the back lane there that has some...
Gordy, the back lane is the next danger spot.
It's falling?
Falling, yeah.
The hydro one will...
Well, we can do... The same as we did
for the penthouse.
On the penthouse, but without involving an engineer, maybe just
and
drilling it and putting those.
I would rather use lower cost labor too, because the guys that they had doing it, even though they did a good job on that, I talked to them, and there was no special skill sets here.
No, I agree. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
As long as you've got someone who knows how to use
that's
his
right.
hands properly.
Yeah.
Can we access the? Or source the right bolts. They're stainless, aren't they? You know where to get them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at all those.
Okay, so who would handle this project?
I think there's a couple of things that we have to do before we can handle it. One thing is that we have to agree, the city have to agree with our repair first, because it is heritage, it is done at below, and if you do every 2 feet with a bolt and stuff like that, they may not approve.
Well,
so we have to,
this was something.
If we go to the city.
I know, but the owners didn't like this either. Okay.
So what are the other methods that we can come up with? That's the method we
That's what Spread Emanuel. Mark Emanuel said right to me that that's the only way you're going to be able to do it.
Well, yeah, okay. Otherwise they're you're going to have to take the patch off and inject stuff behind it.
Forget it. Forget it. That's impossible.
It's not going to
because what you'll no, that's impossible. It's not where it's not completely delaminated. That would delaminate the whole thing, okay? And it would be like this.
Well, you'd have to put some fixing through to hold it.
Yeah. I'm thinking if we could use smaller washers or something to be less.
Well, the idea of having a washer is to hold it.
I understand.
You get rid of the holding.
But I'm thinking that it doesn't take a lot, like to hold something, because it's not hanging upside down where there was weight on it. Mm. It's simply just sort of gravity trying to pull it off.
The wind.
The wind, yeah, but the wind only if it gets underneath, like it did on the penthouse, right? It got in one crack, and that's what ripped it off. It vacuumed it off, basically, or pushed it off. Mm-hmm. But if we could find a way of having less obvious screws. Because the penthouse is like...
This is the laneway?
Yeah.
The laneway should not be too much of a site.
I know, but I'm thinking that it would be a precedent for the rest of the lower of the building.
Yeah.
Right?
If that's the only way, that's the only way. So.
I know.
And you can see how expensive it is when it falls.
$77,000.
The piece up there is like $80,000.
Yeah.
It's only about 10 feet by 15 feet.
No, it's less than that.
Less than that. Can you imagine how much it is?
If we had to redo the whole thing? The best thing that could have happened to us, though, is that all fall off up top. When it was windy, mm-hmm. If everything had come off, the insurance company would have rebuilt the whole thing mm-hmm. at several million dollars.
Yeah.
That would have been the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Except for our
insurance premiums.
Premiums. Yeah.
Don't take us anymore.
We're good for 12 months.
The insurance companies are not wealthy for no reason. They,
I know.
They get it back.
No, but if we ever had to replace it ourselves, it's a humongous cost.
Well, I suppose we could wing it and go out there with these bolts and put them every 4 feet, say, mm-hmm. which wouldn't show up so much.
Yeah.
Could you explain to me when you're talking the laneway and the penthouse?
Penthouse is the cooling tower on top.
Okay, so you're talking two different sections. When you're talking the laneway and the lane.
The penthouse is all done. That we paid for already.
So yeah. The
laneway here.
It's the lower portion that we're looking at.
I know, but the lane is an eyesore for sure.
Yeah, it's the worst condition of all our mosaic now. It's worse than Nelson Street.
I think we need to put some bumpers on it so that our time.
If you put
so
a piece of wood,
damaged in the way they have.
I don't think we're allowed to put anything on.
Yeah,
the
you can't attach anything to it.
We might be able to put some posts down by. Coring down through the
asphalt. That's not where it happens, though. We need to put a couple of caps on for the commercial loading dock there. It's been a problem for a long time.
Oh, just on each corner, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get some stainless caps.
Yeah.
I was looking at that for a couple of other areas, too, like the corner of the stairs at the bottom where they come down onto Nelson.
Yeah, it's all lousy looking, right?
So if we get a stainless corner with a returned edge mm-hmm. and just screw it up there, no one will know.
I know.
And I don't. But I think I'm scared of going to the city with this because they'll say this has to be put back to its original. That means it's all coming off and redone.
We can't do that.
No.
Sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
In fact, most times.
Yes.
I think. Yeah. Well, just leave that there. Let's try to. I'll propose to residential then that. We look at explore
self screwing.
Yeah, right. Explore ways to repair. I'll just leave it there.
This kind of meeting is much more reasonable.
Oh, it's sweet. It's so
like
sweet.
Last year's meeting is screaming at each other.
Well, if they're like chimpanzees, you need a whip and a chair with them. Whip and a chair.
they were hearing things they didn't want to, I guess. That's, so.
They didn't hear anything.
I didn't want to hear that thing about you owning the dish.
If you've got any other things you can give us, we would appreciate it.
Laneway. There was something I wanted to bring up. And
there's something else I want to bring up. Can you keep yours?
So that's the end of that one?
That's the end, yeah.
Okay,
we're done.
So that's cool.
Just for discussion, okay, for a second?
You go ahead.
Okay. I would. Our goal is to have the commercial owners not have to pay any maintenance fees to be in the building. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or to drastically reduce them, like, you know, 80%. Maybe we'll pay a token amount. And the way we can do it is to utilize the building that we have, because we've got something that's like city center here. Okay, the property is extremely valuable, and we've got giant areas in this building that are not being utilized. I'm thinking one area is in our Titanic room, the mechanical room there. Pretty much coming down the stairs where you go down into the section there, everything to the right, those old chillers and everything, those are completely just, we're storing them. Okay. Commercial has a few pumps over there that could easily be moved to the other side of the room. We could then lease out that room, okay, half of that room for commercial venture, whatever it is, whether it's a small diesel electric generating plant or I've already had Central Steam here looking to put a micro steam generation system in here.
It would be a spot for Tony's backup generator?
Well, no, because I'm thinking of people from the outside world that are bringing us fresh money. Okay.
Well, his money's no good.
No. I don't like his money so much.
No, I reserved 2,000 square feet for the thing, so I'm perfectly okay for
He's taken care of, which doesn't help me at all. Okay. But I have that space there. We've got other areas in the building that could be leased out for commercial venture, and we're just flushing all that, every month we're flushing all that money down the drain. And that could help my owners offset their maintenance, which haven't gone up, by the way, but it could help to reduce their maintenance fees, because when I retire, I would like not to have to pay a maintenance fee in this building.
If you can utilize the spare capacity.
Common space.
Common. Now there's that area where the old switchgear is.
No.
Is that commercial or is that common?
The switchgear? We're not talking about the switchgear.
I understand that I'm just exploring.
Are you going? Are you going in the other door to the mechanical room? The little door, one door?
There's a door where you have your switch now.
Yes.
And there is switchgear in there that's redundant.
Correct.
Oh, you can jump
the old boilers and everything.
Yes, I know which one.
You can take that out, and that's an area that could be utilized for something.
Completely.
That's a boiler switchgear.
Yeah.
It's boiler switchgear, yes.
Which is decommissioned for a long time.
That's
nobody's
correct.
Junking away.
Correct.
We're using one of those little switches for our hot water tank.
Yes.
Giant things.
Oh, yeah.
But we can move that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
We can get that out of there.
That's so hot then?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was hot.
I didn't either until we had a flood in there.
Oh.
It still is hot, some portion. And they remove lots of them.
Yes.
Probably about quite a few seconds.
80% here, 90% I think are just dead. But we could always move that out if we could lease that room to something.
Yeah.
That's 480 volts, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Common space. Dutch. Now, remember there's going to be costs involved here to get that. Those chillers out.
Well, no. Whoever is going to lease it would have to take care of that.
Well, that's your first 2 years rent.
So be it.
So
be it. We need to investigate. Okay. We need to investigate. If the property is valuable enough, people will do that.
Okay.
Because we've got that. I've got a lot of space down there.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
And also, you've got a bicycle space there.
Yeah, you've got that huge bike room, even though that doesn't do me any good at all.
I know, 100% there, so that's fine. You don't benefit them.
Yeah.
Well, it'll benefit us, the bike room, yeah.
Yeah. You need to be,
we're talking about common areas. So
yeah.
So this will be a split then.
Yeah, it's a 60-40 split. You get the majority.
Right. Well, no, it doesn't matter. It's just a matter of how it's.
But it helps. Every thousand that I can bring in.
Indeed.
It helps cut the cost down.
Are there any other areas you know?
There's the roof space, okay? I don't know what we could offer people up there or what we could do up there, but,
No, you can't do anything.
We can't really... You can access it easily, it's just...
Well, I don't want people to be coming in and out every day.
No, if we do the roof, you're gonna have to guard it. Because right now you could crawl through and fall over the side of the building.
Too much.
If you access the roof... Okay. We're going to have to fence it. At least the bottom part between the floor and the
I know. That's why
ground,
it's not. Right? That's why it has to be closed off now.
Yeah, but it can be fenced, and then it would be all right.
Yeah.
So we could maybe reuse the running track.
I would love to go running when I get older.
That's not generating any revenue, though. That's making you fit.
Well, you're saving revenue. If you're fitter, you won't be costing anyone.
Less medical bill.
Anywhere you can think of that we could lease out. I like the building being used for movies as well.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're putting the stuff on this side.
Yeah.
Before I went up there, it was starting on that side.
Yeah, I know, you've got them to move it, but... Yeah. But just anywhere you
they
can think of.
They weren't happy with that, but they moved it.
Yeah, they did.
I know they weren't happy, but then at the end, we may benefit.
Yeah.
It's all right. So I understand. Now, before we leave item 7, which was the outside of the building, if you look at the bottom, one of the things on the Spratt report was the bottom of the columns.
Yes.
They're all rotting.
Yes.
And I propose, instead of, really don't know how to fix them, but I propose that we get some stainless and put a skirt around the bottom to hide that rotting.
That would never be approved by the Heritage Committee.
Why not?
It's not the original building. It would change the appearance of it completely.
Well then, okay, we'll get some similar...
Dark metal
and put it around.
Mm-hmm. Are those aluminum? What are those made of?
They're steel. Rotting. They're rotting.
Yeah, well, aluminum will corrode too up from the bottom. But
yeah, but it's rusty.
Yeah, okay.
So it's got to be steel.
Okay.
Probably. You deal with the city, Cody.
I don't want to deal with the city. I just think we should go ahead and do it. And then let them come back at us.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, as long as you know that could come back.
You do it with
we could put it, probably not stainless, maybe make it stainless, but paint it, right? Or discolor it so it's the same color.
Well, you can't use aluminum, because aluminum and steel will react.
I know.
So we probably just get some steel... You know, Metro Brown stuff,
yeah.
The same, or whatever, try and get something that's the same.
Then they would never notice. That's
exactly.
Fine. Yeah.
Anyway, that's something to explore. So what we have to do then, in column bases.
Who knows that?
Plus corners.
What area?
You know what he's talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
We put stainless on the corners, right, where they're going to get hit.
Yes, definitely.
Stainless.
We have stainless out there on Nelson now, but it looks crummy.
Well, I'm proposing we put it on the corner of the building below where the school is.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it looks really ratty.
I agree.
And anywhere else, I guess, at the loading bay, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywhere else needs to put
that. We need to tear off. There's four pieces at that loading bay that the old ones need to be. They're all rotting away.
Well, what we need to do is do it all at once, because that's going to be cheaper
absolutely.
Than doing it bit by bit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we'll get central, we'll get city sheet.
Maybe do it on a weekend and then it'll be a fait accompli, right?
Yeah.
So I'll bring that to them and see what they say We need to know who's going to do this.
I think John is the best. You know the metal better than anybody.
Yeah,
else.
I can do the metal part. I got all the contacts.
Okay. And the screwing? Contractor for that?
No.
Just get John to do it.
Should we do it with some experiment? Get him to experiment on a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do a small patch.
We'll do a little bit, like a couple of pins.
Can you see if it's coming off the wall at all?
You can't tell. You can't.
Well, what's
tell.
Wrong with it then?
It's all fractured and it's got water in behind it.
Oh. Well, we best to get at it before it moves off the wall.
That's right. That's why Tony's so excited, because he pays 22% of the commercial bill and 10% of the overall building.
I think we ought to. Explore putting it, say, every 4 feet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it won't be as noticeable.
Yeah.
And it'll achieve the purpose. If it hasn't moved off of the wall, remember?
It hasn't moved.
Most of it was coming off. Yeah.
I know.
And so, if there's water behind, though, don't we have to get it behind and then can we remove that leaching?
We need, we need to remove.
Before you remove the leaching, you need to fasten it. Otherwise, then you power wash it. If you power wash it without fastening it, you might
force
it off the wall.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the first thing you want to do is
then
you deal with. No, it's
already
attached.
In there.
It's already attached and it's in there, but it's getting in through the crack. So first we attach it, and then we power wash it, and then we seal it. And how we seal it, I guess, is the same way we seal it up there. How did they do that?
They had some chemical. We can find out what it was, because it was on SE's specs.
And
so is it going into the crack sideways? Or
both.
It'll go both. Yeah.
Goes both. Is that, you mean, is it coming down from the top of the wall where it's going to a floor? No. It's coming in on the side and going in all the cracks this way. Against the building here and just going in.
If the rain comes on the side, normally buildings have negative pressure, so it'll get sucked in. And once it's in, it'll start going sideways. So, okay. Any more?
No. Nope. That's it. You had something you wanted to talk about.
That was the column basis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Especially at the front, they don't look good.
Okay.
So are they structurally sound? I mean, I've noticed that corrosion.
Yeah, they're structurally sound. That's just cladding.
Mm-hmm. They're probably concrete, aren't they?
No idea.
Are they steel?
I would imagine they're concrete.
I think they're concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they...
I thought in the lane, it doesn't look like...
No cladding in the lane, is it?
No.
We're talking about the columns at the front. Hold up.
The cylindrical column. These ones here that go down to the plaza.
Okay, well,
they're brown.
I haven't noticed those, but there's...
They're rotting at the bottom as well.
There's one at least in the alley. Motion is the metal inside.
I think you're looking at the... Is it the corner of the wall right by the commercial loading dock?
No, that could be.
Yeah, it's dissolved about that far up. It's all just rusted away. Mostly it's from urine. The urine destroys it.
Them dogs.
No,
it's not being there.
That's why we have Jerry hose that every single night. He washes all that. He washes the walls down and everything. Because every day or every night, people pee in there.
Yeah. Well, all you can do is have an automatic sprinkler system and play Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I know.
And they'll go away.
I know. Well, we put a radio inside the loading dock so that they hear voices, hoping that that will chase them away, that somebody might just open the door.
Yeah.
So... Is that all, folks?
That'd be just I was waiting for more from Tony. Any more?
I am communicating with the city inspector. For some reason, he put a note on the computer say that we have worked with a permit. Right now, he doesn't recall why. It's on March 9.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm asking, hey, you know, you cost me more money. I want my money back. I don't know whether he's going to do it to me or not. We did do all those questionnaires.
But that was way before that. They wouldn't have known about that.
So I was scared that he maybe went up and looked at it and said, that's also the next permit that
you're... No, that's in 07.
Right? I know. What I'm saying is that I'm not sure if he went up there or not yet. Look at the work that we've done. All the work we've done needs the permit. And we haven't got the permit.
Yeah.
So I may not be able to dispute it.
Yeah.
If they said, you know, like, you did this without permit, so
yeah.
Now we're going to penalize you.
What work is he must have said it, what work it was that was going on.
He didn't know that. Normally he would know that unit so and so, and but he said, you know, Strider is doing some work without permit. And he did not say who he contacted about it, and he did not say where, but he said the Strider is doing some work without permit. I don't know which piece. We did do some work, by the way.
We screwed all the penthouse on without a permit.
Yeah, and then we repaired other buildings.
Maybe because you saw the fencing.
No, that just went up.
No, that's not.
We had fencing there.
Before we did, yeah, I know.
When it fell apart.
But that wasn't in March of this year.
That was at the same time that this...
The timeline doesn't line up, though. Yep. He's talking about March 09 that some work went
up. A couple months ago.
Yeah.
So I was wondering who the person is that's doing it, so I can tell him to pay for it.
Because have you had any renos done in any suites without a permit that they've caught?
No, it wouldn't be Strider anyway.
David doesn't recall why he did this nowhere.
Okay.
So I may be able to dispute it.
Okay.
If I may not, then it's $1,300. That's the city. You want to work, you have to have a permit.
But
well, that's commercial's problem.
We didn't know you needed a permit to screw those tiles on the penthouse.
No, I don't even know that a permit to even repair this thing right now until I talk to them.
I know, but we did the job in ignorance.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know you were supposed to get a permit to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that we were trying to avoid getting a permit.
I'm sure it was because at the time the stuff fell from the roof.
That's right.
And
it was
we put a fence around, right?
It's possible.
They were still working up there then.
It's possible.
Doing the tiling.
It's possible.
And I think that's what he probably saw the fence.
And made a note.
Made a note, yeah.
keeping the no, and he doesn't know what it is right now.
Okay, well, let's hope he doesn't
know. Well, you tell him that the fence that he saw that at that time was because the stuff had fallen off, and this is the building permit to take care of it.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll see.
Yes.
I'll see if I can talk my way out. If I cannot, then it's not that much money.
Yeah, but it's another $1,300 we don't need to waste.
No, we have to pay about $600-$700.
Okay.
So we pay twice as much.
Yeah.
So if I can claim it back, so be it. If I cannot, the work must begin.
Yes.
Because if I don't pay, they don't give you the permit. I mean, you do not have the permit to start work.
You don't have the permit?
We have the permit. But he paid double for it, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh. I pay more money for it.
Oh, it's double permit fee. Yeah, I understand now.
Yeah.
You and the city guy, you know.
Yeah, I know. I used to charge them myself.
How does it feel? So how does it feel?
On the other side of the charging.
I was on the other side for many, many years. Remember, don't. I understand. I know exactly how it feels.
Now you are the paying side.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Carried.
Hey, good. Very productive meeting.
At 1:45.
Much more pleasant meeting than the other one.
Oh, this is very
productive. I deleted two flies to attend those meetings. And every meeting is a waste of
shouting
time.
Questions.
Yeah.
So now I can walk in and then I don't have to be here anymore.
No, it shouldn't be a waste of time.
Yeah, this is very productive.
Okay. You could package that in the
I will.
And